coming here to the Indy GP, had a solid run in Iowa in both races, is that he has that mental fortitude, whether it's competition on the racetrack or all of the...
Good morning, guys. We are joined by driver of the number 12 Team Penske Ford, Ryan Blaney. Before I open the floor up to questions, Ryan, we hear that your foundation is hosting a section of fans wearing purple shirts in honor of Alzheimer's and brain awareness. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, they're really excited to be able to do that. You know, we've worked with the Alzheimer's Association in the past, and they've been great to work with, and our charity, that's what really it was founded on, years ago. So it's great to have them out. It's great that Indianapolis let us kind of set up a booth, and fans could buy a package to come to the race. I get to meet a lot of them tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. The fans who have supported our charity, supported our cause for a long time, really ever since it started. So a neat event, and my family's been a big part of it, obviously, since the foundation got up and running. So I'm excited to meet all those fans that bought that package and all going to, support Alzheimer's, and it's going to be a really fun day tomorrow. So
thank you. All right, do we have any questions for Ryan? We'll go up here to Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. There's a lot of talk about Joey's contract, but what about your situation? Aren't you up pretty quick, too?
Really, at the end of the day, I'm smiling about it, and you stay tuned.
Any other questions for Ryan? We'll go back there.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Roger gives you the choice. You get to run here on the oval or the road course. What are you picking?
In a cup car?
Yeah.
Or
cup car.
It's special no matter what course we run, I think. I've enjoyed running the oval. I enjoyed running the road course last year. I personally wouldn't mind seeing it maybe switch up every few years, couple years. I don't think running the road course makes this place any less special. I mean, you're still racing at Indianapolis, and you understand the history behind this place. I'm just really fortunate to be racing here and then to be racing for Roger here. That makes it even more special. So either one, but I wouldn't mind it seeing maybe switching up every 2-3 years, and that might happen.
A lot of drivers have talked about this year with this car. They felt impacts a little bit longer, maybe harder than they have the previous car. Wondering if there's anything you, as we get into this year, that you think should be done to this car or could be done to this car to kind of maybe decrease the force on the driver and what you guys are feeling.
Yeah, that's been a topic of conversation, and it's definitely come up in the past week with Kurt getting hurt, and hopefully he's on the right path to getting back. It's something that was kind of brought up in our meetings between drivers and NASCAR in the off season. Understanding where they were at, when they designed this car for kind of intrusion, safety upgrades for sure, but I think the car is so rigid and stiff in the front and back and even the sides that some of these hits are harder on the driver, even though they might show that they're better on paper. So it's something that I've noticed. I think everyone will tell you that they've noticed that some of these hits that you really wouldn't think twice about last year's car, they definitely you feel them a lot more in this car. So I'm sure they're working on it. That's NASCAR's area to try to improve, and the teams, all we can do is give them feedback and try to help that process along. So I'm sure they got a plan for the off season, and I think all the drivers really want to help out with giving our feedback and just trying to make it better all around. So
Ryan, you won last year at Michigan, but we're going back with a new car. What do you think the challenges are going to be at that track?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot different than last year. It was almost like a speedway race last year, essentially, with the high downforce stuff. So this year going back, I feel like it's going to be more of a look of, what we had a few years ago with the other car, kind of lower downforce and I'm not really sure what to expect. I love to tell y'all what I expect going to these tracks for the first time with this new car, but I don't know. Hopefully the track, you know, we get up in the old PJ1 and keeps the track wide for this car. I think it'll help. So it's really hard to tell, but I'm excited to get back there. It's obviously a big weekend, just like this weekend for us, with Ford being right in their backyard. So I think it'll be a good race, that's for sure, with this car. We've seen it this year. This car puts on really good shows at, you know, mile and a half, 2 mile tracks, and I expect nothing less.
That being said, we're going back to Richmond for a second time. And so what did you learn the first time at Richmond that you feel like you can take back and be better this time around?
Yeah, I thought we learned a lot at the Spring Richmond. Sat on the pole and led some laps, and that's a big day for me at that place. Just trying to continue to get better there. Figures right when we start to figure out Richmond, they take it out of the playoffs, which is pretty funny. But I think we learned a lot, just kind of how that race developed. It's that place, you know, I feel like I got it half figured out now, of kind of being good early in the race and good in qualifying, and just need to figure out the second half of the race when that track kind of changes. So you take all those notes and figure out, okay, where did, you know, the track change? You can usually do a pretty good job of, okay, around this lap, you know, the track changed. Why did it change? And what did we do to, maybe we missed the making a change, or I kind of wanted the wrong thing at that time. So all that stuff you go back and look at. You know, and I'll go back and look at it next week, really, to kind of prepare for Richmond and hopefully do a little bit better job there.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ryan, what is your comfort level in these last five races in terms of the points, with Martin closing up on you and Chase pulling further away, that the notion of winning the regular season title, if you don't win, probably is out the window?
Yeah, that one's probably definitely out the window. You know, he's put together a really good past month and a half, and we haven't. So, you know, he's kind of pulled away significantly from the whole field. And then, you know, our race, yeah, with Martin, I mean, heck, it's closed up. He's closed the gap up pretty good. He's been running pretty well. So, yeah, it's twofold. I mean, the easiest but hardest thing to do is win, and I can stop talking about it. We've been trying all year, so hopefully we can, you know, get it done and not have to worry about it. But you just have to be, you know, in the back of your head of realizing that, you know, hey, you're still points racing Martin. We are for the final. You don't want to be on the bubble, right, if there's no new winners. So, and also you got to try to win the race. So you're it's a balancing act on, especially these, you know, the two road courses we have. Okay, do you pit? You know, do you take the stage points to try to keep a good gap to the 19? Or if you think your car can win, you know, you try to cycle to the lead. So it's kind of situational, I feel like, and we talk about all these scenarios throughout the week and in our pre-race meetings. So at the end of the day, the main focus is trying to win the race and just doing all you can to try to make that one happen.
A couple of questions, and one kind of follow-up on that. When you talk about all the discussions, so how involved, in the sense of you, how involved are you going to be in terms of decision-making on whether to go opposite of Truex or do something or follow him, or is that just the crew chief's role?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan and I talk a lot about that. You know, you have all these plans before the race, you know, if we're here, a lot of it is kind of where you qualify too. If you qualify towards the front and you think your car is really fast and you have a chance to win, then you maybe stay on that strategy, you know, trying to stay up towards the front and just cycle back to the front all the time. We've done that strategy before at a Sonoma. You don't get any stage points, but you end up with a top 5 day because you stay out of the mess and you stay up front. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's Jonathan's call, what he thinks is best. But, you know, he trusts me enough to where I have input, too. If I think, hey, you know, I don't know if we can win this race, let's maybe try to get all the stage points we can. And he, you know, he trusts me and I trust him. So a lot of those discussions are throughout the race of kind of what's happening in the moment. But you do make all these plans throughout the week, he and I and our engineers, of kind of what we're thinking baseline, and then you can modify plans off of that.
And also earlier you mentioned just in terms of the hard impacts and teams doing whatever they can to kind of give the feedback. My understanding is some of the drivers have worn some of these mouth guard accelerometers to kind of help give NASCAR some feedback on that device. Is that something that you've worn or tried, or Or have you done anything else to kind of help in, along this process?
Yeah, I haven't done the mouth guard. I know some guys have. And I don't know, you know, what they've kind of said about it. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's just getting data, right? I mean, you're getting data in other ways. I mean, the data on the car they have, but, you know, they're trying to get data on what the driver hits are. And I know IndyCar, they use accelerometers in their earpieces, in their ear molds. And I've heard good and bad things about that, talking to our IndyCar guys of it can be weird in your ear, and if you hit your headrest a certain way, one's going to be a lot higher than the other. And so, but the mouth guard thing, I don't want to wear a mouth guard while I'm racing. I mean, that's just plain and simple. I know it's smaller, it's a retainer, but I really don't want to have that in my mouth while I'm out there racing. So, hopefully we can figure something out. I think the in-ear piece, they're already in there, and you can put something in your ear molds. To at least get you some sort of an idea of what drivers are going through.
Right up here.
Yeah, Lewis Frank, Reuters. A little twist on the wins and the points. When NASCAR first announced, you know, that you win, you're in, and we're going to do the 16 winners, and did you ever imagine there'd be a year that there'd be a possibility of 17 winners in a single year?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Really, I mean, you look at all the great teams and drivers who can win in this series, and I'm surprised it has not happened yet. And like I said, it could happen this year. So it's just one of those things. And I mean, that's why you've seen people be so aggressive at the end of these races for wins. I mean, you have to do it. I mean, it's especially when you have so many winners, you cannot pass up your opportunity. I mean, I don't like roughing people up, moving people out of the way, but if I have a shot to win, you have to get physical with it. I mean, that you can't not afford to not be physical and give up a shot to win a race. So it's just one of those things of people are so aggressive nowadays. Well, you have to be. And it's one of those, you know, situations to where if you don't, you might not ever get that chance again, and you're going to miss out on the playoffs. So, yes, I could. I'm shocked there hasn't been 16 winners yet, but I'm sure it'll happen, if not this year, at some point.
Dale McFadden, frontstretch.com. So, Ryan, in these next five races, do you view Michigan and Daytona as being your best shots for a win?
Not really. I mean, I look at any week, and I feel like this group can go out and win any week. It's just a matter of putting all the pieces together. So I know we wanted those two places last year, but, I mean, completely different scenarios, different car, at both the tracks. You know, Daytona, these things draft way different. Michigan, they're going to drive way different than what they did last year. So, I don't view those as our two of the best weekends. I feel like this is a great weekend for us, and you know, then the four other races after that. So I don't really look at favorite tracks. I think we have a better shot to win at. I think I try to keep the mindset of we can go out and win any week.
And through 21 races with the next gen car, like, what's your just personal evaluation of it? What it can do? What do you wish it could do? What would you change about it?
Yeah, I thought. I feel like there are some things we can definitely improve on it, and I feel like everyone. I mean, you know that's going to be a thing when you have anything new. There's always things you can do better with it, and kind of learning pains of this car, whether it's, you know, team side to NASCAR side on what they can do better to make the racing even better, which I think it's put on pretty good racing this year. But there are some situations to where I feel like I wish this car was a little bit better. I'll give it a solid B plus. I feel like they can get to an A for sure. Just the racing side of it. I mean, I don't care how these cars drive by themselves. I mean, any driver will tell you they drive how they're going to drive, and we'll get around that. But it's just all about how they race in traffic. You know, so I think there's things that we've been talking about with NASCAR. They've been testing some stuff out, you know, with whether it's taking the diffuser off of it at a short track. And things like that. So hopefully we can get something figured out to keep improving it, and I'm sure we're going to do it. We did it from the off season. I mean, to be honest with you, when we were testing the off season, I was pretty nervous about this year of being able to put on any good races, because I thought they struggled in the off season and all those tests of in traffic and things like that, and we made big improvements to them since then. So I think after you get a whole year under your belt, you can really go in and dive in and figure out what to make even better.
Any final questions for Ryan? All right. Thank you for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.